Well, on our way to retirement, if you're on your way there, one of the big things that you'll be looking at very carefully is your superannuation, particularly with some of the changes that have just swept across the superannuation space. And financial planner Elliot Watson's got some thoughts on that. Good morning, Elliot. Get the nasties out of the way first. What are some of, from your point of view, you think some of the bad things that have come out of this?
Some of the bad things. The main things that have come into effect is that the government's now made it harder for Australians to start putting their own money into their superannuation funds. So the two ways in which you could do this was, one was after-tax, called non-concessional. So you used to be able to do up to $180,000 a year. It's now gone down to $100,000. But the big one that has the biggest bite is the salary sacrifice or concessional contributions. So that's now $25,000 per annum per person, regardless of your age.
Now, we know one of the main things, one of the reasons that superannuation exists is to sort of take the burden from the pension system down the road, and that is something governments are looking for. Why do you think they keep making it so hard for people to set themselves up? Because, I don't know, I'm not the smartest tool in the shed, but I would have thought that if you've got your extra of your own money, that's less of government money down the road you're pulling upon.
It's a very good question, and I was wondering that a lot in the last election, actually, because regardless of who I heard speak, I was never left feeling very confident that they actually were aware of the impacts of their decisions, both the government and the opposition. So I think it's probably a lack of education on our politicians' part, but the other issue is they've got their spending out of control and they need the tax revenue. So the short-term measure is to tax and make it harder for Australians, meaning that if you're not putting money into super, you're actually paying more income tax. So I think it's probably a bit of a tax grab.
I think it just comes down to being a very short-term thinking, but we're not going to say that governments are renowned for that, are we?
No, not today anyway.
Were there some good things that came out of the superannuation changes?
There definitely were some good things, and there was actually a few ironic things that they did, because they did things on one end, but on the other end they actually tidied up a couple of things, which I was quite happy with. The main one, which is not going to be as known to Australians, is that before the changes, it was actually really hard for someone who was an employee to make contributions to super and claim a tax deduction unless it was via salary sacrifice through your employer. There was never ever legislation that forced an employer to provide salary sacrifice to their employees. So there are actually a very small minority that got wedged in a position where they couldn't do salary sacrifice and they couldn't put money in and claim a tax deduction. So now the government will allow anyone of any age, or up to a certain age, to put money in and claim a tax deduction. The only thing is it's a bit more of a manual process, so you're going to have to remember to complete a Section 290 form at the end of the financial year.
With so many people on their way to retirement and probably a little bit nervous about some of these changes, what advice would you, or what suggestions may you make for those people that will be listening this morning, Elliot?
Well, I've been doing this for 10 years now, and the most important thing basically is that the sooner you start, the better. Warren Buffett, one of the most successful investors in the world, has said that compound interest is the seventh wonder of the world. Very, very true. And what that means is the sooner you start investing, the investment returns will compound and grow on themselves. If you give yourself more time, it's going to make it easier for you to achieve your goals, or at least get closer to your goals.
And perhaps even though we can't change the system, we can't get out of the system, perhaps make the system work for us individually as best that we can.
Yeah, no, superannuation is still definitely the number one place for your retirement money. It's just now it's going to be harder to get your money into super, which is the challenge. It might be a little bit easier for those in codependent relationships, but it's still going to be a lot of work. So getting started as soon as possible is definitely the key.
Elliot, some great advice there for us. Thank you. And, of course, if you've got some concerns about superannuation, make your way to your financial person, and they'll be able to go through all of that with you, because there sure is a heck of a lot of it there.